on the floor.
And what different kinds of land are there?
Land?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know. Marshland, swampland, marshland, and sandy land.
What's the difference between marshland and swampland?
Well, you know, up here, swampland usually, you know, it's in South Louisiana, you know, it's around bodies of water and everything. It's really connected with bodies of water. Where a marsh, you could have a marshland, you know, right out here. It wouldn't be a very big area.
Mm-hmm. Just kind of soggy land?
Yeah, soggy land, and you couldn't plow it or anything, but you could walk across it. And where swampland, you know, it could be, have, you know, real deep water, and, you know, it's usually connected to a branch of water.
Do y'all get flooded much here?
No.
This land?
Now, you saw Corny Hill back here. Well, that gets underwater, once every 4 or 5 years or anything, but nobody ever builds around the areas, you know, that, that, you know, that's the only place around here that ever gets underwater. That little creek down there, you know, the water from up above comes down and feeds that, and it'll get over the road down there every now and then.
Say if you had some real good land, you'd say, we expect a big crop from that field because the soil is very...
rich.
What's another word for rich?
I don't know. That's the only thing I've ever heard. Is
well,
have rich,
you,
rich dirt, rich.
What would you have to add to dirt if it's not rich?
A fertilizer.
And if you don't have to add dirt, it's already very.
It's very rich.
Okay. You wouldn't use the word fertile.
Fertile? No. No. You would just say it was rich.
What do you call the real sticky kind of dirt? I don't know if they have it in this area or not, but there's one kind that when you start walking in it, it sticks to your shoes. And
Clay dirt?
What about gumbo?
No.
Did you ever hear that?
No. I've heard it, but we don't use that. It's clay.
And the flat land next to a river or a stream that's real rich, it's overflowed.
Well, it's a valley, not a valley, but, I don't know, a valley, I guess.
What about lowlands or bottomlands?
Bottomland, yeah. We used to say bottom, yeah. That's bottomland.
Would you plant something?
Some things you would plant there. Some things you wouldn't.
What would you plant there?
In bottomland, well, you can plant sugar cane and, I don't know. What could you plant in bottomland, Virgil? Next to a creek that might get flooded. Well, I said sugar cane. That's about all we've planted there. A crop that you could plant late in the year, you know, after the flooding was over, you could plant there.
Plant sugarcane in the fall or late summer or what? Doesn't it take about a year or something to grow?
No, it doesn't take that long, does it, honey?
Maybe you have to bed it out and then transplant it in the spring.
Yeah, you bed it in the fall and transplant it in the spring.
A field that might be real good for raising hay, you call that a...
just a hay field, I guess, or a sand field. No. We didn't call it meta when I was a kid. Meta.
You had some swampy land and you wanted to get